Today we'd like to see the title of Pour Out Your Heart Before Him in Psalms chapter 26, 62 up to 64. To online world souls through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Question 1, in chapter 62 verse 8, trust in Him. At all times, you people, pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. In the context, what does it mean and how can we apply it to our lives? Question 2. In chapter 63, verse 1. O God, you are my God. Only will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. What does it mean and what can we learn from here? Question 3. In chapter 64, verses 6 and 7, they divide iniquities. We have perfected a shrewd skin. Both the inward thoughts and the heart of man are dead, but God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly they shall be wounded. Explain what these mean with an example, and what to learn and how to apply these to our lives are here. David seeking a refuge from God alone at the risk of his life, such as Absalom's or Saul's seeking his life. 62. Number 1. Truly my soul silently waits for God. From him comes my salvation. It's important to learn the secret of waiting upon God. If you find a problem waiting upon God, you don't worry, but God takes care of it. Often we feel that God's promise moves more slowly than we'd like to do. Likewise, despite Abraham's belief of his heir from his own body to be multiplied like a star, Abraham, at 86 age, got Ishmael through Hagar by flesh. And finally, at 100 age, Isaac, the promised son. The cross reference right here, Genesis chapter 15, verse 6. So, verse 2, he only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. Rock is a symbol of God who is faithful and omnipotent. In the light of Deuteronomy, or Daniel, Deuteronomy chapter 32, 15, or Daniel 2, 44, 45. Verse 3. How long will you attack a man? You shall be slain, all of you, like a leaning, bowing wall and a tottering fence. All of them are trying to slay him like a leaning wall and an unsteady fence, casting him down from his high position with hypocritic mouth. Verse 4, they only consult to cast him down from his high position. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. Selah. Verse 5, my soul waits silently for God alone, for my expectation is from him. David expressed his exclusive deliverer and helper, who is only God. Verse 6, he only is my rock, my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God. David expressed unwavering trust or faith on God as his rock, salvation, and defense, his glory too. 8, trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us, Selah. When we face a problem, difficulty, or the risk of life, we trust in him always and pour out our heart, such as sins, problems, or issues, because God is a refuge. If so, God takes care of them, and we don't worry about anything. The cross-reference right here, 1 John 1, 9. Otherwise, God allows us to take care of it. That's causing a lot of problems. Verse 9, surely men of low degree are a vapor. Men of high degree are a lie. If they are weighed on the scales, they are altogether lighter than vapor. The men of lowly are not able to help us. Those are emptiness. The men of high degree is alone, a false world, to get wealth, power, or prestige in this world. They were an illusion. On the scales of God, they are lighter than vapor. Nothing or meaningless. The cross-reference Psalm 33:10. The Lord brings the counsel of nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. Verse 10. Do not trust in oppression, nor vainly hope in robbery. If riches increase, do not set your heart on them. Do not oppress David. Don't have the hope to steal forcefully David's throne from God. That's vain. If you try to be rich, you fall into temptation, snare, lust, being destroyed. That quotes 1 Timothy 6:9. Verse 11, God has spoken once, twice. I have heard this, that power belongs to God. The kingdom, the power, and the glory belong to God forever. God's mercy endures forever. Any wealth, power, and glory acquired by the flesh or measured by the scale of God is nothing. Only faithful works by the Spirit have unburnable rewards from God or eternal value. The cross-reference right here. Chapter 6:3. O God, you are my God. Only will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land, where there is no water. A human has two parts, body, mind, and soul. Or, by the word of God, three parts, body, mind, and spirit. Because only word of God can separate between mind and spirit. The body has its own thirst, its own drive, such as for water or food. The soul has its own thirst, such as for curiosity, meaning, or security. The spirit has its own thirst, such as for God or eternity. Here, David earnestly sought the water in his body, the mind in the spirit, the spiritual mind, and God. Now, not through Christ, nobody can reckon the flesh nature to be crucified with Christ into the life of the Spirit to bring us to a present life over overflowing victory the joy and blessings into our heavenly country. So only through Jesus Christ we can, the Holy Spirit controls our minds. Don't all cross-reference Hebrews chapter 4 to 12, you know, right there, 1 Thessalonians 5 to Psalm 42, Romans 8 to 6, 1 Corinthians 10 to 4. But still, so I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory. The sanctuary was the holy place, sometimes the most holy place, or the entire temple, literally meaning a safe or a sheltered place, that is a refuge. Here, David looked for God toward the temple of God. For refuge, for safe place. Verse 3, because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you. That's a worship. This I will bless you. That is a kind of worship. Bless, worship meaning express deep love and honor. God the Father, bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. To lift up hands is a universal gesture to surrender to God. It was expressed that David fully surrendered to God. Verse 5, my soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. God's soul satisfied David's soul as God satisfied with marrow and fatness feasts. So that kind of the sense, you know, God satisfied David's soul as God satisfied with marrow and fatness feasts. That is a burning feast, you know, that kind of thing. Close reference. Isaiah 25, 26, and the mountain the Lord of hosts will make for all people a feast of choice pieces, a feast of wines on the earth, of fair things, full metal, of well-refined wines on the last. So that conjures through burning. Then is verse 6. When I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches. In the wide watches without sleeping, or in the sleepless nights, caused by running away from enemies, David turned his thoughts to God from stress, fatigue, or worry. It's time to worship God in peace. Verse 7. Because you have been my help, therefore in the shadow of your wings I will rejoice. The shadow of your wings is a figure of a speech to visualize comfort, safety, or security. Now David was joyful from the sleepless night. In verse 6. Verse 8, my soul follows close behind you, or close hard after you. Your right hand upholds me. David was the heart follower of God. The God's right hand upholds David. God doesn't violate the free will, which is given by God. If you seek to defend yourself, the Lord will let you. But if you will just trust in Him, He will defend you. If you are with God, God is with you. If you forsake God, God forsakes you. How big is the right hand of God? Heaven and earth are in the distance between His thumbs and His little finger. Almighty God's hand upholds David, who are comforted and encouraged. That's all cross-reference right here. The last one, Matthew 4:19, we read that. Then he said, follow me, and I will make you fathers of men. Isaiah, which one? The number 10. Matthew 4:19, right there. He said to them, follow me, I will make you fish of men. So, exactly like that way, heart follows is David, was David. Then verses 9-11. But those who seek my life to destroy it shall go into the lower part of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for jackals, jackals, wild animal. But the king shall looks like the tiger, jackal, well, the leopard. But the kings shall rejoice in God. Everyone who is persuaded by him shall glory. But the mouth of those who speak lies will be stopped. God's righteousness will be developed. Not in the Old Testament time, his word was to get even and to allow to swear. While in the New Testament time, his word is to love even enemies and to discourage to swear. David's king shall rejoice in God when the enemies are destroyed. They're all cross-referenced right there. So that's why he prayed that way. Psalm 64. Hear my voice, O God, in my meditation. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Fear, or fleshly fear, is a tool that Satan often uses against us. Satan can immobilize you with fear. Look at God. Practically meditate his word, as here David did so. Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Verse 2. Hide me from the secret plots of the wicked, from the rebellion of the workers of iniquity. David was protected from Ahithophel's wicked counsel through Hushai's counter counsel, 2 Samuel 17, verses 1. This one. Verse 3, who sharpened their tongue like a sword and bent their bows to shoot their arrows bitter words, that they may shoot in secret at the blameless people, person like David. Suddenly they shoot at him and do not fear. They encourage themselves in evil matter. They work of laying snares secretly. They say, who will see them? Evil people often are encouraging one another in the evil way. So escape from the fear way into the Lord. So first, how to respond. So we should escape from... So 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation has overtaken you, except as in common to man. God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you have able, but with temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. So escape. That's why we can bear long suffering. Verse 6, they divide iniquities, we have perfected a sure scheme. Both the inward door and the heart of a man are deep. In the context, the righteous person who lives by faith, the person who trusts in the Lord, or the person who is upright to the Lord, shall be protected from the evil peoples, a sharpening sword, a secret snares, iniquities, a shrewd scheme, or another deep thought heart by God, who uses it for good. For example, Joseph, so like that, so God protects that way. But God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly they shall be wounded. So he will make them stumble over their own tongue. So God protects us. All who see them shall flee away. All men shall fear and shall declare the work of God. And they shall wisely consider his doing. So they know what God's doing. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory. Glory not in his place, in God. So we covered all the questions, continue to keep on prayer for the basic Iranian mission field, you know. So they are reaching Turkey, you know, Iran, Afghanistan, you know, and so on continually. So we are, you know, praying for this year, Paul mission footstep tour, that one. So we might have an opportunity to the preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to the is right here, Turkey. Turkey area, also Greece, you know, Italy, you know, area, the gospel. So continue, if the Lord permits, pray for delivery ministries, for about sex child trafficking victims from Latin America, because not this close particular country, because of protectors for victims in the shelters in the light of the kingdom of God. So continue to keep on prayer for them. Okay, let's just sing all together the bulletin, Maranatha song. Let's